This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana health officials are revoking the licenses of 7 nursing homes whose residents were evacuated to a warehouse after Hurricane Ida made landfall last week. 7 people died amid deteriorating conditions, and according to several reports, residents made 911 calls using their cell phones asking for help. Authorities found some seniors lying on mattresses on the floor without food or clean clothes, and detected a strong odor of feces in the warehouse, which is located in the town of Independence. The Louisiana Department of Health said it alerted the owner of the nursing homes of the action on Tuesday. According to a statement from LDH, the homes failed to execute their emergency preparedness plans to provide essential care and services to their residents. Executive counsel for LDH, Stephen Rousseau, explained what happened when LDH officials tried to inspect the warehouse.
When LDH was making efforts to fully discover the site conditions post-landfall, LDH surveyors and inspectors, instead of being provided necessary information, were prohibited by the facilities and their owner from conducting and completing on-site inspections and surveys.
Rousseau said LDH moved the residents to certified facilities currently in operation to assure they received proper and necessary care. Health officials said the owner, Bob Dean, failed to contact LDH for help and had state inspectors from the agency thrown off the property. State health officials and Attorney General Jeff Landry have launched an investigation into the deaths. This is Red River Radio.